כולנו נפגשים עם אותן הבאות ואותם הריגושים בבית הבובות הקטן של אלוהים.
Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Before you're listening to Worku Ayale Show, Shuk Shukta Radio, Hasho Nam Harik. And now we are listening to Kol Nodedi, which means nomadic voice in Hebrew. I'm your host, Danya. We're beginning here with some music by Bet Habubot, some Israeli rock. And in fact, today we're going to try to do what was meant to happen last week. And we'll give it a try, and hopefully we will experience no glitches this time, because it is really a fascinating show I have for us. So, good morning again. I hope you all had a wonderful week. And just to remind you that the Jewish Film Festival is indeed going on right now. There are some fabulous films, and try your best to make it to some. They're held at the Jewish Community Center at 41st and Oak. All right, so what I have for you is something that I discovered a few months back, a real gem online. And what it is a BBC Radio 3 program called World Roots on Location. And I found a fascinating two-part series about Israeli music, and I decided to stream this. And so what it is, well, Moshe Morad, who's the host of this show, he sort of takes the listeners on a tour of the country. He visits Israel to find out how the country's diverse ethnic makeup influences its music. So I'm going to play part two of this two-part series because I think it's more interesting than the first. And in this second program, Moshe met the queen mother of central bus station music, which is one of my favorite genres of Israeli music. That's Mizrahi music. And he talks to a singer who just had her vocal cords removed after surgery. And he also meets a disappearing Iraqi tradition in Tel Aviv, Russian and Algerian roots at the Dead Sea Festival, and a trip to Jerusalem to celebrate Simchat Torah at the Wailing Wall, and to hear songs from an ancient Sephardic neighborhood. So this is a really fascinating program. I urge you to check it out online. It's www.bbc.co.uk/radio3/world music/on location. And when you go there, there's a whole slew of shows you can click into and explore, and it's really fascinating. So I'm going to play part two of a series on location in Israel, and let's pray that it works this time. If not, of course, got something else interesting lined up. But let's give this a try. So stay tuned here. In the background here, you're listening to Bet Habubot. I'll just play this while I hook us up here. Enjoy. This is Bet Habubot in the interim.
לשנות אותי מטר עליו לראות בעצמי מה נשאר מה לקחת איתך שתרם לך להאמין שהכל כבר נגמר ואני לא יכול לשאר
I'm standing in the old central bus station in Israel's largest city, Tel Aviv, the same bus station that gave its name to a whole musical genre here. In fact, the most popular musical genre in Israel. Musica Mizrahit, Oriental music, also called here Mediterranean music now. Originally it was called cassette music or central bus station music. And that's because of those cassette stores that we're seeing here where they're actually still selling the music. In the early 70s in Israel, there was a whole social and cultural protest movement, basically of the deprived and poor Sephardic Jews. And this was aimed against the elite of the Ashkenazi European Jews who dominated the media, the record industries. And part of that movement was the development of this new Musica Mizrahit genre. In fact, it was music that a lot of people bought, but was not played on the radio and was not part of the major music industry. Musically, it was a mixture of Yemenite, Arabic, North African melodies with Greek and Turkish influences and rhythms, all mixed with Western pop influences. In the late 90s, a turning point occurred and the music of the poor suburbs got into the mainstream and was partially embraced by the so-called sophisticated Israelis. At that time, I guess I played a major role in this cultural revolution because I was the head of the major record company in Israel, and they decided for the first time to sign Musica Mizrahit artists into the mainstream record industry. That was Zehava Ben. There's a whole royalty system in this music, and now we're heading straight from this old bus station to the home of the Queen Mother, or the way she's called here, the highest priestess of bus station music. Nowadays, after many years of being ignored by the mainstream media and after a terrible disease, cancer of the vocal cords, she's alive and kicking. I'm talking about Ahuva Ozeri. But before we go there, let's go into one of these many cassette stores here and ask them to play for us Ahuva Ozeri's first hit called Heichan HaChayal, Where is the Soldier? It's in fact a song written to a friend of her who was a soldier during the Yom Kippur War and died. Following this song becoming such a big hit in Israel at the time, many mothers that lost their children in the war, in fact, wrote to Ahuva Ozeri and asked her to record a special song for their son. So what she used to do is actually record for each mother a special song on a cassette and send it to her. Let's go and try and find Heichan HaChayal. Morning time in the old Yemenite quarter of Tel Aviv, and we are here in the house of legendary Ahuva Ozeri. Boker Tov, Ahuva. If we want to tell your life story, it will take us the whole program, I guess. But we'll start with your childhood here in Kerem HaTimanim, in the Yemenite quarter.
I remember, as a small child, I used to sing in the neighborhood, and everyone was saying I had a special voice that can open the heart. Like crying. So whenever someone died in the neighborhood, my mother used to send me to their house to sing for the mourners. I was only 8 years old. When I was singing to the dead person, I would invent words, and it sounded like crying. My mother said, it is a good thing to do, as it opens the mourner's locked heart and helps them to grieve. They felt better after I'd sung. I just wanted to finish quickly and go outside to play football. I loved playing football. But this is my life. Sadness and happiness have always lived together.
4 years ago was a big shock in the music industry in Israel. I remember when we heard that Ahuva Ozeri was very, very sick with cancer of vocal cords. I mean, we all heard this distinct. Ahuva Ozeri, deep voice, and suddenly this voice is gone.
After a year or so of pain in my throat, there was no voice. The doctor sent me straight to hospital. and they confirmed that I had cancer of the vocal cords, which had been caused by years of smoking cigarettes. They told me that they had to remove my vocal cords. They may as well have taken my life. But that was the situation. I decided then that whatever happened, I would sing again. With or without vocal cords, I would sing. 6 months later, I could not even speak. And now, as you can hear, I speak like this. Someone told me I sound like Mary Unfaithful.
The doctor said you'll never be able to sing again. But of course, although they will not give you singing again. And in fact, the recent recording that you did in the studio was actually you singing.
I was playing.
Okay, we're having a few difficulties here with the streaming and the loading here of this of this show on RealPlayer. So we're going to switch. That's so unfortunate because this is a fascinating show. Anyways, hopefully I'll get that to us at another point. I'd really like to share this with you. In the meantime, please check it out online, bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldmusic/onlocation/Israel. It's wonderful. Anyways, that gave you a little taste there, and I hope that you're able to catch a little bit of it. It really brings you to the sounds and the smells and the sights of the nooks and crannies in Israel where a lot of this beautiful music is born. So, having said that, I'd like to go back to, I'd like to actually play some, a little bit more music from Beta Bubot, an album that I am just stuck on here. Beta Bubot is a band that's been around in Israel for a while. Fusing together rock and ethnic elements as many Israeli musicians do in their music. And so let's go straight to this. This is Beta Bubot off of their album Madafim. Enjoy. This is Kol Nodadi on CITR 101.9 FM.
חשבת פעם על איך זה יכול להצליח לעולם תמשיך באותה דרך הקלה בשבילך והאם זאת הדרך איתה רצית להוכיח לכולם שאתה הרבה יותר מסתם בן אדם האם זו שליחות או אמונה תפלה אם אתה מרגיש אבוד השיר הזה הוא בשבילך אז בבקשה שא את עצמך תישא תפילה עם מה שרוד עיניך ואהבת
הבטחה היא המפתח למסע חייך.
זה חוזר אליי בלילות בטיפות הגשם הרוחות, זה נופל עליי למעלה בזיונים עם בחורות. זה כל מה שרציתי לדעת ונעשתי לגלות, ביופי שלא עולה לדעת לאבד את ההשתנות.
אם אתה מרגיש אבוד, השיר הזה הוא בשבילך, אז בבקשה. אם חשבת פעם על איך זה יכול וכבר עבר לא מעט זמן ואין לי שום מושג מה את חושבת עליי עכשיו. לא העצבות, לא השמחה, רק השגרה ממררת את חיי. כשהסתכלת במראה את לא היית מוכנה לכזאת מכה, וזה כבר 20 שנה שאת חיה את השקר המאופר שלה. נגיעות קטנות שמספקות לך מטרה, וגם את רצית להכין לי כשגילית שגם אני יודע להיות זונה. וזה כבר 2 שאני מכחיש אותך ומחביא את הראש עמוק בתוך האדמה. כמה חרשה, כמה
That beautiful song, it was a soulful melody. That was Beta Bubot off of an album called Madafim. They also have a newer album, which I'm dying to get my hands on, Shuv HaChiyuch, Again the Smile. And such interesting strings playing there in the background. It sounded like a mandolin or a banjo. Some interesting brass, and all the while, a gorgeous Latin beat driving it all. And speaking of which, I'd like to play some Odessa Havana, Cuban klezmer-infused jazz. So let's get right into this. David Buchbinder's Odessa Havana on Kol Noredi, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Wow, how was that for a performance? That was David Buchbinder and his Odessa Havana project, fusing Cuban and klezmer music wildly, creating completely new creations. Absolutely. Nothing you would ever expect when you think of Cuban music mixed with klezmer. You know, certain tropes appear in your head musically, but this is nothing what you expect. I just love them. And speaking of Cuban music, let's move on to Bambo Cubano de Ronald Rubiel. I hope I pronounced that correctly. This is a piece called El Carretero. You're listening to Col Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM.
Mi guajirita alegre cantó.
Además que yo te diga que este ritmo es para ti, por eso viene a mí yo, por eso suena así.
Me voy al transbordador a descargar mi carreta. Me voy al transbordador a descargar mi carreta para cumplir con la meta de mi pequeña labor.
A caballo vamos pa'l monte, a caballo vamos.
Mi guajirita alegre cantó.
¿Cómo no?
Dime, princesa,
qué soledad.
¿Para dónde vas?
Qué perdida.
¿Para qué te pasa?
Was Salsa Celtica, and that was a piece called El Sol de la Noche. Salsa is a very diverse genre that incorporates multiple styles and variations. However, salsa as we know it now specifically usually refers to a particular style developed in the 60s and 70s by Cuban and Puerto Rican immigrants to the New York City area. So, having said this, let's move on. This is Havana Mambo. This is a piece called Malanina. Enjoy.
Tú quieres estar, solamente buscas formas de engañar. Y tú viste bien cómo se pierden mis ojos cada vez que tú estás. Soy un hombre en una prisión. Soy un animal herido. Me ilusionas con ese amor y me lo tienes prohibido.
Mala niña, provocadora. Mala niña, abusadora.
Todo el mundo baila, baila sin parar. Todo el mundo goza en este rico lugar. Todo el mundo ajeno a lo que está pasando, así es la vida que va. Ahora me pregunto por qué estoy así. No sé dónde estoy, no sé a dónde ir. Y me veo estúpido como estos versos que no quiero seguir. Soy un hombre en una prisión, soy un animal herido. Me ilusionas con ese amor.
¿Por qué te portas tan mal conmigo, negrita? Vamos a gozar ahora, ¿eh? ¡Ahí nada más! ¡Vaya!
Mala niña, provocadora.
No me hagas sufrir, negrita. Mi corazón te lo implora.
Mala niña, abusadora.
Porque si te portas bien, te voy a comprar la computadora. Cuando pasa esa niña se lo lleva todo, totalmente parece una planadora.
Niña abusadora.
Ella se mueve pa' aquí, se mueve pa' allá, es un reloj que tiene calculadora.
Soy un animal.
fue una sensación que me hizo soñar, rayo de una luz, centellita de amor, que ya no puedo olvidar.
Beautiful. There's nothing like some salsa to liven up your Sunday. And I'm actually just going to read you a little snippet here that I found on an interesting salsa website. At its root, salsa is a mixture of Spanish and African music filtered through the music histories of Cuba and Puerto Rico and adapted by Latin jazz and Latin popular musicians for Latino populations with diverse musical tastes. As you can see, it's a term that encompasses a lot in terms of its musical variety and geographic locations. The trombone is sometimes considered a defining characteristic of salsa. I love those brass instruments. And so what I'm going to play for us now is a band called Costa Rico, a piece called Por Esos Mares. Enjoy.
Me dicen que el mal camino viene, viene, viene y se va, que me augura un buen destino, que pronto, pronto llegará.
So that piece was definitely more of bossa nova or samba in there, not salsa, but nonetheless drawing its roots from Spanish and African music. Anyways, a beautiful piece. And what I have for us next is an artist who I've recently discovered. He looks very young and sweet. His name is Federico Obel. He's an Argentine singer-songwriter whose music blends a variety of genres and styles: Jamaican dub and reggae, American ambient and hip-hop, Mexican bolero, and Argentine tango. He describes his music as a synthesis of styles from throughout the Americas. He was born and raised in Buenos Aires, and he started playing music at a young age, with musical influences coming from his mother. He lived in Germany, in Spain, and recently moved back to his native Buenos Aires. And he is being produced by Thievery Corporation. That's interesting. Very ambient music. What I'm going to play is off of an album which he released in 2007, so quite recent. It's called Panamericana. And, I'll let you see what you think of him. This is Federico Obel. You're listening to Col Nodedì. The number here is 822-2487. Enjoy!
Thank you.
What a dreamy piece. That's Federico Obel from Argentina. Really like that. Off of an album called Panamericana. Very soothing and introspective, though inspiring at the same time. That's beautiful. His other album, his earlier one, his first one, is called Gran Hotel Buenos Aires. Check him out online. It's Federico, Federico Aubel, Aubele. And speaking of Argentina and tango with a loungy kind of urban feel, we're going to end off here with some Gotan Project. And with their kind of gritty tangos. It's interesting how tangos specifically are continually being reinterpreted. And I actually just read an interesting article about tango in the Georgia Strait, how somebody recently traveling to Argentina was expecting it to be, you know, kind of cliche. You know, you associate tango with Buenos Aires. It's probably not really all around in every corner in your face, you know, as you hear, as you might expect it. Assuming it would be sort of, you know, a tourist thing, but no, this writer was talking about they just got back and there was tango being played everywhere, in shops, on the street, restaurants, everywhere, and very different forms manifesting in very different styles and interpretations, so I thought that was fascinating. So speaking of which, let's end off here with some Gotan Project. This is off of their album Lunatico. Thank you for listening to Cola Nodedi, Nomadic Voice. I love doing this show. This one was rather impulsive, but enjoyable nonetheless, and I hope you enjoyed it too. And see you next Sunday from 11 to 12 on Cola Nodedi, CITR 101.9 FM. This is Gotan Project. Enjoy your Sunday.
Una música brutal, melodías de dolor. Brutal encendió nuestra pasión.